Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's tip, how to connect with Allah when it comes to our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how to connect with the Almighty Allah. Of course, this connection with the Almighty Allah is a fundamental aspect and a fundamental pillar of our ubudiyya. If we're not able to connect to the Almighty Allah, if we're not able to have that relationship with the Almighty Allah, then of course ubudiyya has no meaning, ubudiyya has no purpose. If you look at the innate purpose of ubudiyya, of course that is this establishment of a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not just a connection, but it is a realization that Allah is the creator, Allah is the master, and we as a human being, on the other hand, are the abd, we are the servant, we are the one who is at the service of Allah, and of course we are obedient to Allah. This realization of this relationship and this intimate relationship, this powerful relationship with the Almighty Allah is what we are talking about when it comes to ubudiyya. Now, this relationship, of course, with the Almighty Allah, it can be created in various different ways. You know, there are formal ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in which we can create this relationship, in which we can strengthen this relationship. And of course, you know, these are various different things, such as the fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, such as the five daily prayers, such as, you know, going to Hajj or paying the khums or paying the zakat or paying charity, as well as, you know, moral and ethical virtues which are emphasized and encouraged in Islam, as well as staying away from moral and ethical vices. You know, sometimes we kind of think that ubudiyya or this worship or this servitude or obedience to Allah is something which is very mysterious, or something that there are hidden keys, or there are very, you know, supernatural subjects that need to be covered when it comes to ubudiyya. When in reality, the Holy Quran and the sayings and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam have focused on these very simple things, such as salah, the five daily prayers, such as purity, such as, you know, moral and ethical virtues, honesty and trustworthiness. And, you know, this is what has been emphasized. I would challenge anybody to go from the beginning of the Quran to the end of the Quran and try to extract some kind of supernatural, mysterious key that has been hidden within the verses of the Holy Quran, you know, which will lead to some kind of ultimate ubudiyya. In reality, ubudiyya is something that is very simple. Yes, it is something that takes a long time to do. It is something that takes a lot of practice. Why? Because you want to get to an ultimate form of sincerity and purity in that ubudiyya.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Ya Allah ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Now let's listen to Sheikh Ahmed Hanif, who's going to talk about today's topic.
And there's a particular ayah of Quran that I find very, very useful for me, because I'm a practical type of a person. I have been very much in my life, in my youthful life and in my present life right now, very much in the fight and the struggle for social justice and for the victory of truth. And for many of us, we tend to confront almost insurmountable social problems, and we ask ourselves, how do I solve this problem? Well, this verse shows us, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Allah la yughayru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayru ma bi anfusihim. Verily Allah will not change the condition of a people unless they change that which is in themselves, unless they change that which is in their very souls. Why this verse is very, very important, because as short as it is, it gives us one, an analysis of the causes of our social problems and its relationship to ourselves, and two, it gives us a strategy in terms of how to overcome these problems. One aspect that the verse shows us is that the subjective is necessary for changing the objective, right? Your subjective self, what is in your soul, what is in yourself, this is subjectivity, this is you as an individual, me, Ahmed Hanif, right? What is subjective, myself, I am responsible for changing my society. The society is that which is outside of myself. I might be part of it, but when I think of the society as a concept, as a reality, I objectify that society. And so it talks about the relationship between the subjective and the objective, that the general characteristics, the general problems of the society can be understood as the product of the collective individual consciousnesses of the members of that society. That all of us contribute and create and maintain the general characteristics of society. Now, when this verse is analytical in a sense, because it's talking about psychology. It's talking about our own nafs. It's talking about, when we talk about nafs, for example, the word psychology in Arabic is ilmu nafs, the knowledge of the soul. So it talks about psychology. And it is actually indicating that there is something in our psychology, something negative, because you want to change something, right? Allah will not change your condition unless you change that which is in yourself. The only thing you want to change is something negative. You never want to change something positive. So it goes without saying that it's assuming that there's something negative in the society that you want to change. And that thing that is negative in that society is reflected in you. And you cannot change that thing unless, first of all, you eradicate that thing from yourself. Now, that negative thing that we're talking about in Islam is called a nafs al-amara, the Ammara bisu, the nafs that commands you, right, or impels you to do evil. This is the nafs al ammara.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the different ways in which we can gain nearness to Allah and gain this proximity to Allah and, of course, increase and strengthen our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, in the previous program, we kind of talked about how you know, sometimes we have this misconception that when it comes to ubudiyah, there are certain mysterious, supernatural, you know, outer space type things that we can come up with and talk about. And when we do that, that we will become, you know, this abid, this, you know, one who is in the service of Allah, who is obedient to Allah. Or for example, ubudiyah, the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah, you know, is something that there are hidden mysteries within it. And if you do those, you will be able to attain a pure form of ubudiyah. When in reality, the religion of Islam is very simple. It is not complicated. There's no hurdles or obstacles, you know, for us to be able to attain a you know, certain level of purity and perfection that we are capable of. And the means of gaining nearness to the Almighty Allah are simple means. Allah did not say, you know, jump through a hole 500,000 times a day and then that is going to increase your ubudiyah. He said, pray 5 times a day, right? He said, fast in the holy month of Ramadan, right? He said, go to Hajj if you have the capabilities and all the requirements in place. Pay charity, pay your khums, pay your zakat, you know, help the poor, help widows, help orphans, help the needy, help the oppressed. You know, these are all forms of ubudiyah, and there are ways in which we can gain nearness to the Almighty Allah. And this is what Allah wants from us. He wants these very, you know, seemingly simple and uncomplicated things, such as, you know, moral, ethical virtues. You know, implement those in your lives. Stay away from moral and ethical vices, right? These are the fundamental aspects of Islam, and they fundamentally, they bring you close to the Almighty Allah. And being close to the Almighty Allah and being obedient to Him is in reality ubudiyah, the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah. You know, and it is these simple things that attain us the great heights of spirituality and ubudiyah. Unfortunately, we have a wrong perception of what ubudiyah is, and we need to correct that, inshallah. And it is very simple things. Yes, those simple things have a huge, you know, a scope and spectrum. So there's a distance between the earth and the sky of the salah of the Messenger of Allah and my salah. It is that distance which needs to be minimized, and that is done through the nearness of Allah and sincerity and purity, and of course a ultimate form of ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah,